Changes in the pupil-teacher ratio at present in operation in primary schools. We'll have an update on those stories at 9.
Thank you. I don't know what it is. I seem to be losing my energy here. It's 8:35. Got some travel there for us, have you?
No, I've got some sport for you first, so you can just turn off that.
Can we cut the travel news stuff?
Cassidy, it's been nice working with you.
Well, bye, everyone.
Yes, it's been fun. Right. couple more cases of foot and mouth.
Amnesia.
speaking of foot in mouth, a couple more cases of sports foot in mouth that come under the heading of Coleman balls. Peter Jones, the football commentator, has added his share to the collection when he said, for example, well, it's Ipswich 0, Liverpool 2, and if that's the way the score stays, then you've got to fancy Liverpool to win. There's optimism for you. Or, Lawrenson slipped the ball through to Williams, and he beat Shilton from 35 yards. And you don't beat Shilton from 35 yards. Better get out the old tape measure, I think. How about 34 yards, 2'11.5". I hope we won't need a tape measure to measure the distance that Kentucky Quest wins by. That's today's power tip in the challenge. And Anne Masterson, our County Kildare challenger, she's going for gold bearer in the 2 o'clock at Newbury. So far in the kitty, thanks to the generosity of Kenny O'Reilly, who put up a £5 stake for all of our tips this week and next, we have about £26 to date to buy toys for the kids in Novacare. So this is the last day of Anne's challenge. Good luck to her. Good luck to us. Gold bearer is for her, 2 o'clock Newbury. Kentucky Quest, the power tip, the 115 Leicester.
And now it's travel news. Yeah, at 8:36, let's get the music in here.
There are roadworks this morning at the Moorhampton Road between Sax Hotel and Appian Way. The lights are out at the junction of Cahill Brewer Street and O'Connell Street. There are also roadworks at the junction of Terenure Road West and Terenure Road North. Some roadworks also at Northwall Quay. They're causing some delays. There are still roadworks on the Strand Road, so you should watch out for those. They're quite extensive. Traffic's heavy on the Stillorgan Dual Carriageway. Donnybrook is also very heavy for city-bound motorists this morning. The Kalski Road heading towards the Sanford Road in Ranelagh is very slow moving. Traffic's very heavy heading towards Morath Mines. The Rathgar Road is also moving slowly. Traffic on the Crumlin Road is heavy. That's heading towards Dolphin's Barn. The Rock Road and the Merrion Road are both heavy, particularly around Bulls Bridge. The Clontarf Road heading towards Fairview is slow moving this morning. The Malahide Road and the Hoth Road are also heavy, and traffic's quite slow at Whitehall. And that's the Nova traffic update from Fiat Eye in the Sky and Checkers Cabs on 343434.
Blimey, I'm not so sure it's worth waiting for. Nova, Power 103 FM, 23 to 9. Well, I guess it would be nice. It's supposed to be able to teach people different accents and different dialects, which is fine, you know, and they do Spanish and they do German and French and what have you. They don't actually do the languages, just the accent as they would speak if they came from that country. That is fine, okay. But it was a good laugh, though, because they have British on there like this.
I'm terribly sorry. I didn't know the ship had sailed. That put me ashore.
Now, I've never heard a British person talk like that at all. It gets worse, though, because then he goes on to do Cockney.
Now, that same line in Cockney.
Oh, dear.
I'm terribly sorry. I didn't know the ship had sailed. You'll have to put me ashore.
That's not the funniest thing, though, because after doing British, he then goes on to murder Irish, and as he says, it's very important to get a few idiosyncrasies of the language.
The Irish, like in any other dialect, you want to pick up some idioms, some key phrases, like top of the marnin' to you. Top of the, almost as if it were one word, T-O-P-A-T-H-A, top of the,
yes.
Marnin' for morning. M-O-R-N-I-N-G becomes M-A-R-N-I-N-G.
Thank you. I think we'll leave you to it.
Why?
You know how many people say top of the morning to you. Just about everyone, right? Wrong. Thank you. We'll let you know. Or more likely, we won't. Nova, Power 103 FM. It's 19 to 9 now. Those yanks.
It's a noble deed, darling. You would change that to "is a noble deed, darling." Yeah,
thank you. That's the worst ones, the Irish and the English. I think we'll leave them to it. The common odds and eggs.
Incredibly, just a week ago, Maria Lucia, prima donna extraordinaire, was suffering from a mamma mia of a sore throat. Fortunately, she wrapped her singing equipment round a Dequacane, which immediately soothed the irritation caused by those virulent little germs. Great product. Shame about the window. Dequacane. When a bad sore throat, is hard to swallow.
Nurse, a clamp.
I wasn't talking, Doctor.
Give me a clamp, nurse.
Oh, sorry, Doctor.
What were displayed at the first exhibition held in the Royal Hospital at Kilmainham?
Vintage ambulances?
You'll have to do better than that tonight, nurse.
Who are we playing, Doctor?
We're playing Dr. Cortex.
The brain surgeon?
Exactly, nurse. Scalpel.
Just when you thought it was safe to visit your neighbours in peace again, the Irish edition of Trivial Pursuit has arrived with 6,000 questions of absolutely no significance whatsoever to get the memory muscles moving again. Grab your Irish edition of Trivial Pursuit today before your friends have a chance to practice.
Radio Nova, the music's just begun. Radio Nova, Europe's number one.
FM. Okay, what do you want first, the good or the bad news?
Well, I always like bad news first.
Okay, the bad news is, this is a real downer. Mm. We'll be going off the air on one of our frequencies, that's 99.9 FM, at 9 o'clock today or thereabouts, until about half 10 this morning. But it's okay, because we're still going to be carrying on 103 FM, and on medium wave, if you must, 738 kilohertz AM, so 103 FM, and 738 on the medium wave carries on, and our 100 or 99.9, if you want to be absolutely spot on.
For you, 99.9.
Yeah, that's it. That's, that is off in about 10 minutes or so until around half 10, okay?
Right.
But retune, please, to 103, because we've got some great stuff coming up. Okay. I can't tell you about it. You'd be too excited.
Yeah. I was reading in the paper about the privatization of some of the British telecom phones. There's British Telecom's monopoly on public payphones being broken in a bid to solve the problem of out-of-order coin boxes. Mercury, a private company, has been given a go-ahead to compete with British Telecom by renting out payphones to bars, restaurants, and other public places. So that might solve that particular problem. I don't know about how privatization has worked here with Telecom Air and financially. I think things might just be a little bit desperate, because I had to use a public phone yesterday, and do you know what happened when I put in my 20p?
No, tell me, Bob.
A little voice said, "Thank you, sir. God bless you."
Actually, we were going to phone up and get a comment from British Telecom all about it. But you guessed it. We couldn't get through. It's 7 to 9. This is The Breakfast Club on Nova, Power 103 FM.